from KQED.
James Williamson is a successful tech executive who's been working in Silicon Valley for decades. But it turns out Williamson had a secret, something no one working with him knew. He was a pioneer in a type of music that is about as far away from the tech world as you can get. From KQED's podcast, The Leap, Judy Campbell has the story.
Jamie Williamson is in his 30s, and now he knows a lot more about his dad, James Williamson, than he did when he was a kid growing up in Silicon Valley.
You know, my dad's an engineer working like a 9-to-5 type of shift, and my mom was mostly like a homemaker at that time. So it was, I guess, typical just in a lot of ways.
Jamie had a vague sense that his father used to be involved with music. Then one day, when he was about 13, he was listening to his favorite album, Nirvana's Nevermind, when his father poked his head in the room with something to say.
You know, that's all right, but, you know, I was the one who kind of created all of this.
And what did you think?
I didn't really believe him, no. And I thought that he, you know, I thought that he was kind of joking, really.
No joke. I'm a sleepwalking cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of a nuclear A-bomb. Turns out, James Williamson was the guitarist in Iggy Pop's iconic proto-punk band, The Stooges, in the 1970s. Williamson wasn't with the band from the beginning. He saw their first show as a teenager. It was in Detroit in 1968. He'd been playing in bands, but he had never seen or heard anything like this. Iggy was covered in silver paint, playing a vacuum cleaner. Williamson says it was sort of horrible, but also totally exhilarating.
I mean, how exciting is the vacuum cleaner? But there was enough drug consumption at that place that it really didn't matter.
After a few years, Iggy invited Williamson to join the band. It was fun and crazy and hard. So many drugs, total poverty, living like outlaws. And then a break, a deal with Columbia Records. Williamson sat alone in a room with an acoustic guitar and wrote all the songs for what became the album Raw Power. Hear that sound? The purposeful distortion, the intensity, so many chords, so fast. A guitar brutal and technical. That was James Williamson.
Nothing sounded like this. Nothing.
Kevin Jones is a music writer, and he thinks, even though it was 5 years before the punk rock scene, that Raw Power was the first punk rock album. He says it can be hard now to get what a big deal the album was, because so much music ended up sounding like this.
Everyone who started a band after hearing Raw Power, like, changed music history. We're talking The Clash, The Sex Pistols, The Damned, The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana.
Hear that, Jamie? Nirvana. But in 1973, it was new and weird. The world wasn't ready for the Stooges. Raw Power was a flop.
It plummeted like a rock.
Their tour was a disaster. Williamson called it a death march. The band's drug use was out of control, and Iggy was getting grosser on stage, vomiting, spitting on the audience, taking his pants off. There's nothing left alive but a pair of glassy eyes. Williamson and the others were done. They broke up, and shortly after, Williamson put down his guitar. Let's jump to 1977. It's been about 3 years since the Stooges broke up, and Williamson has been working in sound production.
I think that's what led to my happening to be at an electronics store when I saw my first personal computer.
It was a revelation.
It was called the MSI 8080, and it had little switches on the front panel where you had to boot it up in binary, you know, to get anywhere with it.
At no time in our conversation did Williamson light up the way he did when he talked about seeing his first computer.
The personal computer was like exciting in a way that rock and roll had used to be for me.
By the next year, he was in college, studying to be an engineer. He moved to Silicon Valley in 1982, got married, had two kids, and he became a huge success. Huge. He became vice president of technology standards at Sony Electronics, a major tech exec. And he kept mum about his former life. He'd moved on.
Music, to me, is like all-consuming. And so when I was stopped playing music, I had to just put it down. Otherwise, it was too hard for me to do both things.
So 3 decades go by without music. And then Iggy called.
He wants to know if I want to rejoin the band.
Join the band for a world tour of the old songs.
And I'm like, no. Because at that point, I mean, I'm fat, dumb, and happy. I don't really need the band.
Then Sony offered Williamson early retirement. So he got back on the guitar and practiced nonstop for 6 months.
Sony Destroy!
Good thing, because the first show was São Paulo, Brazil for 40,000 people, you know? It was like crazy.
So remarkably bigger than anything you had ever played in the day.
Oh, yeah, it was not even close.
And he killed it. James Williamson's guitar sounded just like the old days. Not just the notes, that energy, the excitement, the verge of insanity thrill. I watched a video of the show. Iggy's all over the stage, half naked. But Williamson just stands there, laser focused on his guitar. Always the technician, be it guitar or computer. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
Seth Samuel did the sound design for this story. If you want to hear the original podcast version, check out californiareport.org.